Under 60 days to Inauguration Day, Donald Trump continues to sow doubt Joe Biden should be the one with his hand on the Bible January 20th. It could be that he wants to illegitimize Biden's presidency in the public mind. What Trump is arguing in court, however, is plain. There he's seeking to throw out votes, overturn results, and remain president against the will of the majority of voters and what should be the majority of Electoral College electors. We'll look at that legal campaign in a few minutes, including a setback late last night in Pennsylvania. First, what this means to the American people.
In high school, we play football. We hooray for our side.
John Martino of West Seneca, New York, thinks the president denying defeat is like poor sportsmanship.
At the end of the game, win or lose, you walk through the game, you slap each other's hand and say, good game, on to the next, even if it was a close game.
Many others NPR heard from worried a reluctant transition of power will harm the government's response to the pandemic or, like Katie Bryan of Little Rock, national security.
9/11, how they attributed some of the lack of awareness Bush had with being part of that, they took so long to transition.
NPR's Brian Naylor affirms that concern in a report we have in just a moment, so stay tuned for that. Trump supporter Bruce Hutchins of Spring Hill, Florida, says the hand-wringing, though, is unnecessary.
Beneath the political appointees, there is interactions going on. So the bureaucratic centers of the country are still operating, and they're going to move towards transition, which they've done every time they've had a transition.
Democrat Alberto Filipponi teaches U.S. history, government, and economics at a high school in Lombard, Illinois. He says his students have been connecting this moment with others in history, especially since they're in the middle of a unit about the Civil War. Filipponi says his students are asking more questions the longer Trump stalls.
And it's really difficult, you know, because there's a lot of people that feel like we shouldn't have united transition. Forget them. Let's just go forward. And now it's our turn. And ultimately, I just don't think that that's going to do anything good.